Hello everyone out there in Audioboo Land. It has been absolutely ages since I've recorded a boo. Maybe even a year, 10 months, something like that. What's been happening in my life? Well, quite a lot really. But at this point in time it feels like absolutely nothing has changed. December of this year, last year, I travelled to Mexico for about 2 months, and I'm not long back, and obviously I was there with my missus, my fiance, my intended, and we had an amazing time over there. What an incredible country. You know, a lot of people have got fears about going to Mexico because it's so dangerous, about the drug trade with America and blah blah blah, but I had a fantastic time over there. Obviously we didn't go traveling too close to the dangerous north, you know, the American border. We were in the Yucatan, the Chiapas, Mexico City, things like that, and It was a great experience being over there. You know, I've travelled a bit in my time, you know. You know, I think the only time that I've ever seen poverty like that has been in Morocco, but there was something a bit more desperate about it in Mexico. I think, you know, Mexico really, really wants to be what you would call a first world country, and but they're a second world country. They just can't get it together. I can't understand it, you know. I mean, they've got all the natural resources that they need, but, you know, when you go to Mexico City and you can't even get a hot shower, you know, that says something. But wonderful people, and there was a few times that I felt a little bit unsafe, particularly in the Chiapas region where the Zapatistas rebellion was, you know, like cities like Oaxaca, or Oaxaca, I've probably not learned to say it properly yet, and towns like San Cristobal de las Casas, where you're, you know, you really are in the back beyond there. And only a few years ago there was a lot of trouble, a lot of fighting, a lot of deaths and things like that, you know. But my whole experience was very positive of the place, and funnily enough, we finished the holiday in Cancun, and you may as well have been in America there, you know. They've got like shopping malls where you could spend a day, 2 days, 3 days in just exploring itself. And but it's just, what I want to get across is everything that's going wrong in Britain at the moment. British people moaning about mortgages and the terrible lack of respect for elders and things like that. You know, it's. When you go to a place like Mexico, it makes you realise how lucky you are, you know. But, I had a great time over there, and, yeah, positively life-changing. But I've come back to Britain, and my life's changed in a few ways. My fiancé and myself have been kind of separated by work, you know, by about 200 miles in distance, and it's pretty tough, and we're trying to work our way out of obviously moving forward together, and it's really difficult in this world because jobs are so tight. I mean, I'm a chef. The place that I'm working in at the moment, I'm a head chef, and it's very, very difficult for me to get a job in the area where she is based, which is basically West Sussex, the Brighton area, which is a nice enough area. I quite like it, but I like South Devon. You know, it's a nice place, a nice pace of life. Being a Highlander, I'm a Scottish Highlander, obviously, and it's a different pace of life, but it's similar to South Devon, and maybe not as frenetic though. And I hope that she kind of wants to come back here, but the job that she's got, there's many opportunities for her, a chance to learn and get ahead, and so we're kind of